Damn right.
And you're gonna make a difference.
This one comes with a basic sort of digital package.
Hey, you can make money off my name, make it, okay?
You got the power to change lives, right?
Hello and welcome to the Barry J. McDonald Podcast. If you're interested in creating your own digital product or just want to learn more, you're in the right place. Whether you're just starting out or have been working on your digital product for a while, we hope that our podcast will provide valuable insights and inspiration to help you on your journey. Take it away, Barry.
Hi, this is Barry here, and you are very, very welcome to today's podcast episode. Now, today I want to talk about the power of micro goals. And the reason I'm bringing it up today is because I got an email from a lady yesterday who said that right now at the moment, she's just overwhelmed. Where she is to where she wants to get to, it seems so far. It seems that there's so much work that needs to be done to get to her to where she wants to go to. And sometimes when you're looking at what's ahead of you, it's very easy to give up. When you look at maybe other blog posts you need to write or podcast episodes you need to record or books you need to write or digital products you need to create or whatever it is, you know, sometimes it feels like maybe you're standing on one side of the Grand Canyon and your dream, your goal, your business is on the other side. And sometimes the gap between where you are to where you want to get to sometimes seems huge. And it seems sometimes that it is, you know, a distance you'll never ever cover, that you'll never even cover it in a couple of lifetimes. So when it comes to goals, micro goals are probably an easier way to get your head around where you need to go and not to maybe just picture the huge thing you need to do and break it down into smaller chunks. Now, when it comes to micro goals, I like to picture them almost like, you know, if you need to go on a long walking journey. Now, where you are, maybe to where you need to walk to, maybe it's 20 miles or maybe it's further or whatever. But from where you are to where this town or city, whatever you need to go to, it's far, far away. And for you to look at where you are off in the distance and seeing that town so far away and so small, you know, it seems like you're not going to get there. But the easiest part of actually helping yourself or kind of mentally getting yourself into getting to that place is to simply focus on your feet. Simply just stare down at your feet and concentrate on taking another step. And even though, you know, the small step you might be taking right now mightn't seem significant, it might seem that you're not getting anywhere close to your goal. If you focus only on your feet, if you only focus on each step you take, you will find that each step you take, no matter how small it will bring you closer to that town. And you will find that eventually if you lift your head up, you'll find that you've closed the distance between where you were and where you need to get to. You might lift your head up and you're already there. And to lift your head up at the very beginning, you know, it's very easy to lose motivation just to say, well, there's so much ahead of me, I can't get there. So that is the power of micro goals. So if right now, if you feel a little bit overwhelmed, that you've just maybe bitten off more that you can chew, or that you just don't think you can get to where you want to go, think about breaking your goal down into smaller, tiny pieces. It's like that old saying, you know, the easiest way to eat an elephant is one piece at a time. And again, sometimes we feel that maybe the small tasks that we're doing or the small actions we're doing aren't really getting us anywhere. But you will find if you add enough of those small tasks together, it actually gets the big task done. And if you are breaking your goals down into smaller tasks, sometimes, you know, using those smaller micro goals as motivational points along the way. You know, sometimes we feel, well, I'm only going to, you know, give myself a treat when I get to this thing that I'm going to get to. You know, I'm only going to be motivated or I'm only going to feel good about myself when I get to the finish line. But sometimes you break maybe those big goals down into micro goals and actually give yourself, you know, a pat on the back or some recognition for what you've done. You'll find that those little small steps, that each time you motivate yourself at each point that you achieve, it's going to keep you going in the long run. You know, if you imagine that the big task you have ahead of you, say for example, maybe it's going to take you a month, maybe to do a huge, big, expansive digital training product. Now, can you imagine if right now today, you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm only going to give myself a pat on the back 30 days from now. That's when I'm going to be happy with myself. When I can look back and say, Barry, you've done it all. You deserve a good pat on the back. I'm sure you can see that if I'm waiting 30 days to get some feedback or to, you know, give myself a pat on the back or give myself some recognition, there's a lot of distance there. And it's very easy for me just to say, screw it. You know, I can't wait 30 days. You know, it seems so far away. But if I break it down into 30 individual days, where I take a small task each day, and then at the end of that day, pat myself on the back because maybe I had maybe recorded one video, or maybe put together maybe the outline of an ebook, or something like that. So that each day, when I end the day, I can be proud of myself. I can be, you know, in good spirits, that I'm not down, that I'm not thinking, oh God, I've only one day done, I've got 29 days to go. So when it comes to whatever goals you're looking to achieve, break it down into small micro goals. Another thing to keep in mind too is to track your progress. You know, if you maybe break your goal down into the next 30 days or 60 days, break it down into equal pieces and then track yourself on the first couple of days. Maybe you might have maybe breaking it down into that the pieces you have maybe are still too large. Maybe you can't get enough of that work done in one day. Maybe it's going to take 2 days to do the first segment or 3 days or whatever. So track your progress. Or you might find that maybe you have given yourself too much time, that you find that maybe the first two or three tasks, you can get them done in a day or two. So you might need to maybe scale back on how, you know, how quickly you can get the project done or how long it's going to take to do. So track your progress. You know, see how you get on. And again, if you find maybe that you've bitten off too much more than you can chew, well, then just extend the period of time. You know, nobody's looking over your shoulder or nobody's going to say to you, well, you should have done it in 30 days or you should have done it in 25 days. If it takes you 40 days to get to where you are or take 60 days to get to where you are, nobody's here to judge you. You know, just be aware of that. Just go easy on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. So if you do feel a little bit overwhelmed right now, don't worry. You're not the first person who has an online business who has been overwhelmed that they're looking at all the different stuff they need to do. And that's probably why a lot of people actually give up, because they just say, well, I can't do all this stuff. You know, all these people I'm trying to compete with, they're years ahead of me, or they have loads of blog posts written or loads of videos done or loads of products done. There's no way I can do that. And then they drop out. And it's because they're just looking at where they are to where those people were. But those people that you are competing with, or those people you look up to, were like you at one point. They were starting off on day one. They didn't achieve all that, the stuff they have now, right now, in a week or two. It probably took them years to do that. So don't get overwhelmed. And if there is a goal that right now is overwhelming you, break it down into smaller pieces. Give yourself some micro goals. Give yourself some credit for what you're doing, because it's a sensible thing to do. Track your progress, celebrate your small wins, and go easy on yourself. Because having an online business, as I said, there is a lot of things you need to learn. There is a lot of things you need to do. And if you find maybe that there is too much for you to do, well, think about maybe outsourcing some of your work, hiring someone else to do it for you, or maybe getting a couple of pieces of software that can automate some of the processes and take a lot of work off you. But go easy on yourself. And as I said, use the power of micro goals, because it will help you. It'll keep you motivated every single day, rather than you waiting for these long dry spells before you give yourself a pat on the back. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. If you're interested in learning more about how to create your own profitable digital course from scratch, we have a special report that we know you'll love. To pick up your copy of Piggyback Profits, How to Make Your First Profitable Course, go to rightcome.com now. We'll see you in the next episode.